the fans were phenomenal. 142.2 decibel level. Never thought I'd be fired up about decibel levels, but I'm fired up, man, for them. My ears are still ringing. I mean, it was loud, loud down there, like incredibly loud. I know that's going to carry right over to the Royals tomorrow when they dominate tomorrow. Listen, I've got the ultimate respect for Bill Belichick and his football team, as does our team. the quality, not only coach that he is and coaches that he has, but also of their players. So sometimes things get a little one-sided in the National Football League, but he still has a very good football team, and I think they'll prove out with time. Again, I'm very proud of my guys for the effort that they gave tonight against, what I said, a good football team. So we were able to get some takeaways today, which I thought were huge. Bob had a phenomenal game plan. The players executed like clockwork. Gaines on special teams, Cairo on special teams. Cairo's got his stroke down, which was great. Young guy working through a little bit of adversity and did a nice job. And then Gaines on those coverages, boy, he's doing a nice job there. I was proud of our offensive line, excuse me, who I thought was going against a good defensive line, and I thought they held up very well and did a nice job there. Played very aggressive. Tomba's sack fumble I thought was one of the bigger plays of the game. So. I can go through and through these players here. They all did a tremendous job. So we have tomorrow off, and we'll get healed up here and get ready to go on Wednesday and get ourselves ready for San Francisco. Yeah, well, it's a heck of a thing to be able to bring 25 off the bench and as a relief pitcher. I mean, he's a pretty good player, so we were able to add him into the mix here. And that's something. So, both of them together, I think they're both explosive players. They're completely different players, right. But they're both explosive players, and allows you to have two fresh backs in the fourth quarter. And again, they do different things, so you can do different things with each one. How great is that? I mean, that's phenomenal. It's great for the city. I mean, people have an opportunity to see our great city. I mean, that's awesome. That's what it's all about. So. The Royals, they're at the end of their season. So, I mean, they're reaping the rewards of a phenomenal season and going to do a great job there. We're just starting our season, so we're watching. That's been kind of his trademark there is taking care of the football and being smart with it. He did that tonight against a very disciplined defense. So, his leadership, I think, is the thing that stands out most to me, just how he handles the whole team and the situation. And he can turn chaotic situations into calm situations, which you need when you're out there. So it's great to have him here. Yeah, I didn't like him. Dorsey liked him. No, I'm joking. I liked him. But, John, we did like him, yeah. I've known him for a long time. Dorsey has known him for a long time, and his brother being in the league, so you get familiar with the family. So he's a heck of a player, and he's just got to keep it coming, right? So he's a young guy, so you got to keep working and bringing it. This is all new. Every week's a new week for him because he didn't really, in essence, he's a rookie. So, I'm proud of the way that he's playing. He's gotten better in the run game, too, which is, for a pass receiver, that helps.